Backstage Pass is made possible by Mauer Productions On Stage, supporting community theater in central New Jersey. Hello and welcome to Backstage Pass, Central New Jersey's community theater podcast. I am Diana Mauer, and I will be moderating this session where we will be discussing greed and corruption, and we aren't talking about the upcoming elections. We'll be talking about the musical Urinetown, being produced by the Pennington Players at the Kelsey Theater in West Windsor, New Jersey. In a gloomy, Gotham-like city where a terrible water shortage has led to a government-enforced ban on private toilets, the citizens are being held hostage by a single malevolent entity, the Urine Good Company, that profits by charging admission for one of humanity's most basic needs. Amid the people, a hero decides he's had enough and plans a revolution to lead them all to freedom. Urinetown the Musical is a show that satirizes the legal system, capitalism, social irresponsibility, populism, bureaucracy, corporate mismanagement, and municipal politics, and parodies popular musicals and the Broadway musical itself as a form. With me here to talk about the Pennington Players production are director Kyrus Westcott and actors Caleb Whipple, Kim Kupo, and Gary Gilbert. Hello, everyone, and thank you for coming.
Thanks for having us.
Kyrus.
Yes.
You are directing Urinetown.
I am.
Can you give us a sense of what the show is and what it means and why you wanted to do this?
Yeah, I can give you like the dark meaning and the musical meaning. The musical meaning, it is a wonderful comedic satire, like you said, and it's very funny, and I hope people realize that it's more than just the title suggests. You know, it's... A lot of people may get turned off by the title because they just see Urinetown and they're like, what? Why would they do that? But really, it's a lot more than that. It's a great, great big show with a very talented cast. The dark meaning, I guess, is how it came to exist. Just how it's a product of all of our short-sightedness as an American people, or just as people in general around the world, and how we always expect more and more for less and less every day. And how, even though we know that our resources are dwindling, like water, food, gas, we know all of that's going away, but we still just keep going, even though we know it's leaving us. We still keep going. So this show is a product of our short-sightedness.
Very interesting.
Thanks.
And why did you decide to direct this one?
I wanted to direct again. I love directing. And I was looking for a show to do that both is funny and dramatic at the same time. And I knew this show would be the perfect show to do because the people that I've talked to, you know, really, really have been looking forward to seeing the show eventually on the Kelsey Theater stage. And I figured this would be the perfect time, especially, you know, with the whole, you know, like Occupy Wall Street movement going on right now. I feel like this is the perfect moment to start our own little movement, you know, our little Occupy Urinetown movement, you know.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Caleb.
Yes.
What drew you to Urinetown?
You know, I had heard of the show, and I loved the show. I always wanted to play Bobby Strong. Like, I instantly fell in love with the character when I was, like, listening to the soundtrack in high school, and it's just, there's nothing like it. It's such a show in its own caliber, and it's so exciting, it's funny. It's, like, there's such a wide range of emotion, really, and playing Bobby, just, you go through so many of those emotions, and it's just such a thrilling role.
Very nice. Kim, tell us about Hope.
She goes on her own journey throughout the show as well. I feel like she starts as kind of this, you know, spoiled rich girl, but doesn't necessarily view herself in that way. She's just more about life and the world and the people around her. She takes everyone for who they are and not necessarily what they look like or what they're wearing or the class that they're in. It's, you know, Bobby is Bobby, and it's someone that she has fallen in love with regardless of, you know, their differences and where they come from. And she goes through this transformation because she realizes that her father isn't this, you know, hero that he used to be in her eyes as a little girl, and he's really the root cause of all the bad things that have happened in Urinetown.
Mm-hmm. What's great about Hope and Bobby is the fact that you get to witness them go through this crazy journey all in a matter of, you know, 15 minutes, you know, in the beginning of the show. And you can, even though it happens so fast, you can empathize with those two just because they're just meant for each other, and you can see why they would fall in love so quickly. And these two, Caleb and Kim, are doing an amazing, amazing job. If I wasn't directing it, I'd want Caleb's role. But I am directing, and I can't put myself in the show.
So. I knew it.
You may end up sick one night, just saying. Don't drink the water I give you.
Gary.
Hi.
Hi. For people who are not familiar with You're in Town, tell us about Lockstock.
Oh, well, my goodness. Well, I saw a production of You're in Town a few years ago, a high school production, and I was so amazed by it. Like much of the, probably the listening public here, I was a little put off by the title. Mm-hmm. But I went to see it, and as I watched it, as somebody who's involved in community theater, we're always watching shows saying, which part would I play? and I saw the role of Lockstock, and thought, that's what I would want to do. And so when I saw this production coming up, I auditioned. The interesting thing about Lockstock is that in a satire like this, he really takes it very seriously. He takes these laws of the town very, very seriously and makes sure that they are enforced to the nth degree. So he's a comedic character. He gets to be the good guy. He gets to be the bad guy a lot. So I've enjoyed the role. It's a little bit of a stretch for me. You may have noticed that I'm twice everyone's age in this cast. So I'm happy with this role. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, very
What's
good.
Great about Lockstock is that he kind of serves as the narrator as well. And so the audience has a connection with him the entire show. Him and another character by the name of Little Sally, they progress the story from beginning to end. And they go on a journey just as much as, you know, Hope and Bobby do. And their relationship is just as interesting and fun to watch. And so the Gary and Selena Qureshi, who plays Little Sally, are it's just really
dynamic
fun.
Dynamic duo.
It's just,
really.
Yeah, it's like
it's
perfect.
Just, yeah, it's
you
really
know,
well.
I've seen a couple productions, and I mean, I guess I'm biased to say it, but I think these are the two best Little Sally and the best Lockstock I've seen. Probably because it's my production.
It's the direction.
Oh, no, stop it. It's you.
And we're the best Hope and Bobby.
Ever.
Oh, ever. He's right.
Ever. Concede.
What do you want audiences to take away from this as they're leaving the theater?
Oh, good question. I want them to walk away satisfied and happy and singing the songs, but I also want them to have a mini wake-up call to what I was saying earlier about, you know, all the issues that we have going on that we just refuse to accept. And I'm not expecting to change the world, but I, you know, if we can just wake up at least one person with this production, then we won. We won. We succeeded in what we wanted to do. You know, we just need that one person in the front row who isn't sleeping after the opening number. So, you know, we'll see. I guess I can't stress enough that, you know, what Gary was saying and what I've told other people that I've asked about the show is, you know, just don't be put off by the title. You know, there's so much more to the story. And yes, I mean, it is about P. I can't get around that. Obviously, it is about P, but it's about a lot more than...
I feel like you kind of forget somewhere in the middle that this show does center around, like, you know, urine. So. And you kind of just accept it really quickly. Mm-hmm. And the audience, I feel like for this show, they have such like a personal connection to it because like there are so many inside jokes that are repeated and the audience feels like they're so involved in the show and they like are kind mm-hmm. of like in on the jokes. And mm-hmm. you know, from an audience member's perspective, I love that when I feel so like included, you know? Mm. Yeah, that's what the show does.
Definitely. The audience is definitely a part of the show. It's kind of hard to run the show without like an audience because there's so many times that we are literally connecting with the audience. And I feel that the audience will obviously, you know, enjoy it a lot. You know,
fourth wall obliterated.
Yes, there is the fourth wall does not exist at all, which is great. You know, this cast is doing an amazing job with it, and I look forward to seeing the final product.
So if you can get past the title, You're in for a very good time.
Oh my gosh. You're in for a very good time. That's clever.
I want to see the
Thank
show
you.
More because of the title, personally.
Oh,
I just
of
think
course.
That's so, that would draw me in.
Yeah. You're in, yes.
Is that weird?
No, it's not weird. That's weird.
I mean, everybody, know what this is about.
I mean, everybody does it. I mean, I don't think anybody doesn't pee. If you're listening to this podcast and you don't pee, something's wrong with you. Just saying. I hope that's put in there, too.
Oh, don't worry.
You listen to me, John. I hope that's put in there.
Oh, Kairos, do you know what's coming up next or later on in the year for Pennington?
Yes, Xanadu, directed by our stage manager for Urinetown, John Buckinfusto, is directing Xanadu, and that opens up in March, I believe. And it's going to be really, really good, very cheesy and campy. And I've seen some of the pre-production that he's done for the show, and come out and audition for it. It's going to be a lot of fun, so definitely come see that. And I think later on in the year they're doing something else, but I don't know. I'm such a bad person. I don't know. I don't remember, but definitely come see Xanadu.
Thank you. Performances of Urinetown will be at the Kelsey Theater on the West Windsor campus of Mercer County Community College and will begin November 4th and run through November 13th. Tickets are $18 with discounts for seniors and students. Go to www.kelsey@mccc.org or call 609-570-3333 for further information and reservations. I want to thank my guests, Kairos Westcott, Kayla Whipple, Kim Kupo, and Gary Gilbert, for speaking with me today. For Backstage Pass, I'm Diana Maurer. Thank you for listening.